Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of The Coach Home. I'm your host, Mo Stewart. And it was a Premier League weekend that kind of exploded into life on Sunday, and that's where most of our focus will be. But we will be taking the temperature of a few teams across the league to find out who's feeling good, who's feeling not so good, and who's maybe not quite so sure. So we'll be speaking to Ant Shaw about Manchester United later on and Rich Ferraro about Nottingham Forest. But first up, it's Brighton, and I'm joined by Alan Wares. Now, Alan, I suspect frustration may be the overriding feeling for you when you consider the wait for a league win that now stretches into six games. You've had a lot to deal with as a club with the, obviously, the extra games and the emotion from Europa League, but also a mounting injury list.
You've got a mounting injury list. We've now lost Mamu Dahoud for a red card, which was probably correct, which may be extended because he then stuck his middle finger up at someone after being given the red card. So that could happen. Yeah, there is frustration. It's not as though we've really dropped off. I think, if anything, that it's like the ghost of Graham Potter has returned and we just are hopeless in front of goal now, where previously, I mean, we've retained our record of scoring in every game, but we haven't been getting the 2s, 3s, and 4s that we have been at the beginning of the season. And so for the game against Fulham and the game against Sheffield United yesterday, we should have been out of sight by half time. So anything that happened in the second half, including some psychedelic refereeing, wouldn't have mattered. So my frustration is 80% the Albion for not actually finishing off Sheffield United in the first 40 minutes. And then the second half for the referee being a complete and utter numpty.
We'll get onto him in a bit, don't worry. Let's start with the 80% then. You mentioned the Fulham game, and I think for me watching on, it did seem a very similar pattern, even though obviously the red card does give Sheffield United a big advantage. But as you mentioned earlier, there was a period of time where Brighton looked like they were flying through the game. It almost looked like it was a bit too easy for them at times in terms of retaining the ball, but they didn't get the goals that really kind of stamped that advantage.
Well, it's interesting you as a neutral watching that had that perspective, because I don't disagree. I think you say we look comfortable. I would say we were faffing about. We scored a really good goal. I mean, Adingra's approach play, you know, before getting the return and sticking the net was really, really good. And you think, superb, Sheffield United are here for the taking. And yes, the first half possession stats, I'm sure, were probably off the scale.